December 12, 2010.
You will now enter the conference.
Bart, Bart.
It is me. Shalom. Is it just us now, or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bark, bark.
Who that?
Who that say who that?
Who that say who that?
Who that say who that when I say who that?
I know. It's this little girl. She's black with a white spot. Her name is Sparkle.
Sparkle is the only one not in here.
You mean everybody's in there?
Sparkle is on the couch with Michael watching football.
Whoa. Excuse me.
I've got Borgie, Victor, Mask, Escondido.
Oh. Oh.
There's the bark. Sparkle has figured out that the party is moving.
Now, where's Tito?
Tito has moved out and moved over to the neighbors. He don't want to
live here. Oh, that's right. That's right. You told me. What do you mean he doesn't want to live here anymore? Too crowded?
I hadn't seen him in a month.
Oh, well, I forgot. Yes.
Every time I drag his ass home, as soon as the door is open, he escapes and goes back over there to the neighbors. So I'm dragging him home. Apparently, I'm thinning the herd.
Well, maybe they're feeding more Mexican food that he likes. Feeding him more.
He's a soul cat.
We mean a soul cat.
Tito is a soul cat.
Okay.
He doesn't eat Mexican food. He likes chitlins and fried chicken and watermelon.
Oh, shit. What the hell did you do to that cat?
He came that way. Well, I guess my mother trained him.
Oh, okay. Your mother used to cook chitlins?
My mother trained him like that. No, mother didn't cook chitlins, but she liked fried chicken.
Oh, hello. Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Mark. Stay in.
Mark.
Did you get a lot done today?
I did. And then I made another list.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to lose more than half this coming week, you know.
I know.
I'll be on the road. Of course, you know that already.
Yeah, I did.
Diane, you will be happy to know that Shalom found my zapper that she didn't have.
You know, it just appeared here. It just did.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, so it's there.
Yeah. It just showed up.
Yeah, we looked for it over here, but did mine do okay for you, Bobby?
Yeah, it did fine, honey. I ran a couple of tests with it. And found out you don't leave them on. I was running tests for the hell of it, and I let it run 10, 11 minutes just to push it, and my blood sugar went up 40 points. But at 7, you do it 7 to 8 minutes, blood sugar goes down.
Wow.
And then when it runs it up, for some reason, if you turn the machine off, you know, quit zapping, and give it a few minutes, 10, 15 minutes, that blood sugar that your liver makes like that, like on a spike, goes right back down. But at least we know now why she sat it at 7 minutes. It kills the bugs at that bit.
Not six, except thou which precedeth on the way to seventh and eighth is way out.
Bark, bark.
Bark, bark. Ernie here.
Well, we got the girls in, and me and you.
All right.
Let's see what kind of email we got here.
Do we have something to get from the email for today? From training?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
Nothing earth-shattering. A beautiful handprint. Facebook emerges as a terrorist recruiting ground. The U.S. government has warned that terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda are targeting Facebook as their prime recruitment ground.
I'm not surprised.
I saw that about...
Right at home with that, they're a bunch of goddamn cack Jew communists at the top anyhow. So.
Yeah, who stole the idea for Facebook to begin with?
Mm-hmm. kids out of it. Got away with it, because they're... Hello.
Rosie.
Hi, baby.
Did Eric make it in?
Not yet, he hadn't.
He got a kick out of the gifts I bought for all the politicians last year that they haven't opened yet. He thought that was mind-blowing.
Hello.
Bob's here. Hello.
Hello. We got a pretty full house, Bob. Thank goodness. Always glad to have you aboard.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
And I got to go tomorrow and get some hookup wire for your zapper. And I'll have it out as soon as I get it finished.
Thank you.
You will love the zapper. It does a real cooking package on some of the parasites that most of us don't even know we've got. By the way, do you have a... Hello?
Hi, it's Coco.
Oh, hi, Coco. Bob, do you happen to have a speaker phone? Or would you know?
I've got one, but I live in an apartment with real thin walls.
Paper walls, yeah.
Yeah. I imagine Kitty would scare the hell out of these people.
Well, if they mess up, we'll send her up there.
Okay.
Just put it on speaker.
Well, we've got a small crisis in this town right now, General.
Oh?
Yeah, a preteen girl apparently got gang raped by about 10 or 12 black boys. Seems to be on the same block with the black vice president of the school board's two senior football players live, and they seem to be covering up what block it's in and magically moving it four blocks away to another corner where no such building exists. And when you have a dog catcher who works for the police department who's also your vice president of your school board, it's just amazing how the cover-ups start happening.
Oh, for Christ's sake, yeah.
And, of course, the town mascot being Cleveland Indians, we've had to delete the school fight song, One Little, Two Little, Ten Little Indian Boys, off the playlist. Because that's exactly the quantity of little Indian boys who are the purpose of this particular venture.
Damn, they lay awake nights thinking up new ways to be stupid, don't they?
Well, I thought they were just breaking in a new hoe. I didn't know it was a gang ritual or what it was. Of course, it would really be fun if the preteen was also the sister of those football players. We do have lots
Sounds
of
Sounds like redneck territory.
Well, it is. We got lots of family trees with no branches around here. If you get my drift.
Well, I've got 802. Is that about right for the time?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I guess Eric and Gerald will get in when they can.
And they're probably watching Sunday night football.
Probably.
I'm going to have to follow on tape later. I've got too many noises in the room. I think my kids aren't in bed. I'm out.
Okay. Well, we need to get ourselves up to running speed, primarily on blessings and curses. Blessings are easy. Curses take a bit more. And that's the subject of our lesson tonight, blessings and curses. Primarily on curses, because we're going to get in preparation to reinvoke the irrevocable on the house of Judah and Levi, the one we did about 3 years ago,
June.
So let's get on that, and I want to get everybody on the same page with this thing. There's two things about blessings and curses that are pretty much across the board. One, do your homework and have a full library of understanding what you fully understand that requires your slamming a full measure of justice into a respective ass. Know what the hell you're doing and why. And that you can determine that without wasting a week on it. And two, an equal library of how to do it firepower that doesn't take a week to get done. I remember when Kitty was ready to put one in Dyke's bank, she'd been hammering around in her head for a couple of hours. It should have taken about 5 seconds. But that's normal for the beginner. Okay, now I constantly refer to Command Marshal General Butterger's hammer in the ass of the Red Cross when they wanted another scad of public money for some damn thing. And she just bellowed, no, and shot their ass to pieces. They haven't fully recovered from that yet. And they won't until they stop the damn lying and swindling, but that's what they are. She had both the libraries filled to the brim. What needed immediate justice and the firepower to instantly deliver it. Now, we've had other instances, but this is about the most classic one in our pile. An instant, correct determination and a one-word invocation that worked just as well as the rest of it. Now, that took that damnable bunch of thieves down for the count, and Elizabeth Dole couldn't even bail them out. You remember her when she was chair of the National Red Cross? Well, she couldn't swindle any more money than what they already had running from them. And for those that want to do some study, there are two sites worth the effort, and a lot of what follows came from them. One is truecurses.com, and the other one is spells4free.com. And both are loaded with the grand-sounding nonsense to set the stage for those who do charge for the service. You can buy someone to put a curse on someone if you want. We'll get into more about that later. But now let me give you a quote to some of the jackass stuff that's out there. This one says, as a karmic master and practitioner of the left-hand path, boy, there's a beauty, Joshua is now prepared to cast any curse at your request. He will direct and absorb the negative karma associated with the curse for your protection. However, only you can decide if you wish for this power to be used on your behalf. But know this first. If you choose one of these curses, there's no turning back. Now, doesn't that just warm the cockles of your heart for that old shit? How goddamn stupid can they get? Now, next, I'm still quoting, there's a thing called the Teventers, T-E-V-I-N-T-E-R-S, from Teventi, of course. And it's a totally imaginary place, palmed off as a continent in the southern hemisphere that actually never existed. And the ancient Teventers, who didn't exist either, did not initially consider blood magic a school of its own. Rather, they saw it as a means to achieve power, or achieve a greater power in any school of magic. Now get this, we're talking about blood. The name, of course, refers to the fact that magic of this type uses life, specifically in the form of blood, instead of mana, which is ethereal nothing. And it was commonplace at one time for a magister, better known as a magician, to keep a number of slaves on hand so that should he undertake the working of a spell that was physically beyond his capabilities, he could use the blood of his slaves to bolster the casting. And if you'll think any such thing ever amounted to more than about a pound of shit, I got a real good price for you on a mat set of pyramids. But this is the kind of poppycock that's out there. Now, over time, the Imperials, some title given to the reputed masters, discovered types of spells that could only be worked by blood. Although the speaker, known in metaphysical circles as the lyrium, from the word lyrics, will allow the mage, magician, and a mage is a junior magician, to send his conscious mind into the dark realms, it's called a fade, and blood would allow him to find the sleeping minds of others, view their dreams, and even influence or dominate their thoughts. Just as treacherous, blood magic allows the veil to be opened completely so that demons may physically pass through it and into our world. Now, any Akurian with more brains than a brick sees through all of that. You could tell that in an instant. These people haven't a clue what the hell they're talking about. Now, are there any questions?
You do have this. I have one. You do have this written down so we can get those websites, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
We'll send it out. Okay. Now I'm quoting again. And this is what we're up against when we try to teach people coming in, because they're programmed to this thing, even if very subtly. They're still programmed into it. Now, one, to cast a revenge spell or curse on someone who has devastated your life, killed a loved one, or ruined your existence in some other tragic way, you want to bind their power, not necessarily harm them in a way that will bring bad karma onto you. Binding spells are potent forms of a curse. After all, taking away an evil person's power is like life in prison. The worst thing for them would be to lose their influence, so casting a powerful binding spell is the best way to get your revenge. Two, take a piece of white 3x3 inch paper and write the name of the person you are intending to curse or bind in black ink. Be sure to use their full name, including the middle name, if possible. Visualize the person for whom you have ill will. Meditate on this person for a few moments until you feel you have made a psychic connection. Think about how they have wronged you and how they have used your personal power towards evil deeds. Draw an inverted pentagram over the person's name, again in black ink. Fold the paper twice and tie it with a string. This helps to bind the person and their influence on your life. Fold the paper again and wrap the paper in string until it becomes a small bundle. Tie it securely. You can also then place the bundle in a small glass jar to further seal it. Raise the paper to your forehead and chant 3 times. To be protected from you, this magic charm will I do. With these words I bind thee for you to let me be, to be protected from your harm. I now seal this charm. And then, of course, keep the paper in a safe place to maintain the bind spell over the person. Now, the idiocy that cursing people is all about repeating a statement confidently that the person has a tendency to believe is just that, idiocy. First, it requires a direct verbal contact, which is actually psychological warfare, not a curse of any kind. Akurian curses have neither time, space, contact, or necessary target recognition limitations. Everybody getting a hang of the poppycock? believe me, you haven't heard anything yet.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you tell Archangel Remiel about that piece of paper and the string thing?
Oh, no. I didn't want to upset his personage with it. He's just liable to find out he's been doing it wrong all these hundreds of thousands of years.
Okay, well, I just wondered.
Yeah, I mean, what did he do before there was paper and string?
And black ink.
Right, yes. Now, get this, quoting again. As a Wiccan, I know that whatever energy I put into the universe will return to me threefold. If you try to do harm to others, harm will come to you three times worse than what you inflicted. It just isn't worth it. It would be much better to bind someone from harming you or to try to get a person to leave you alone while causing harm to none. Now, you can imagine that I was going along with that bullshit while I was railroaded into Pendleton. But there's an inconsistency. Here's another one. Any good Wiccan will tell you not to do this. Anything negative done to another will come back to you twofold. Now, which the hell is it, two or three? Since your damn nonsense doesn't work at all, the answer is really neither. Now, this continues. Quoting again, if you want to curse someone, try this. Go to a graveyard and collect some dirt from it into a plastic bag. Pile the dirt in a place you are sure the enemy will walk through it, preferably without noticing. Then collect the grave dust, return it to the graveyard, and mix it there with the soil. Place a small grave marker, then with your enemy's name on it, a popsicle stick and a ballpoint pen are useful for this, and clean your hands, walk away, and don't look back. If you look back, you'll lift your own curse. Doubt and forgiveness could ruin your hard work. You must be resolute in your wrath. Concentrate on the person real hard and make a wish. Repeat the wish in the form of a chant. When you look at them and think of the chant and glare at them, have patience. It may take some time to take effect. And now we get this one from spellsforfree.com. Spell to curse someone, number 956. And this is done, the author is Love Spellcaster. And it gives you a list of materials required. Lemon, 1. Black candle, doesn't say. Nails, 9. Cursing oil, whatever that is. A black bowl, and picture of the person to be cursed. Now, all of those are instantly available to just any neophyte. And the method. Now, this curse is properly known as the lemon curse, as it involves the use of a lemon. Well, I can understand why then it wouldn't be called the Volkswagen curse. Have the candle lit using matches only. Once this is done, slit the lemon down the middle so that it forms two equal halves. On the surface of one of the lemons, place the picture of the one that you wish to curse. Then focus on the flame of the candle and build up your internal energy. As your anger at that person begins to rise, poke the needles on the surface of the lemon one by one. When you have reached the last and final nail, place the lemon in the black-colored bowl and pour the cursing oil over the lemon. Squeeze the remaining half of the lemon over the cursing oil, and then poke the last nail into the person's picture. Set up an altar somewhere in your room and place the bowl on the altar. Wait for the lemon to rot. With each passing day, the curse will begin to work. When you are ready or you feel that the person has reformed, you may dispose of the lemon by throwing it in the sea or river. You'll note they left out the 9 needles out of the materials needed list, unless nails are needles and vice versa. If that's so, that's not found anywhere else in the Dark Arts. When you need a nail to drive through somebody's footprint, a needle won't work. And when you need a needle or hat pin to drive into a voodoo image, a nail won't work either. They are simply not interchangeable. Now, are there any questions?
Do you think you can buy that curse oil at Walmart?
I would think you could have it piped into the house. It's $5 a gallon, $10 a barrel, and for $20 they'll include the plumbing. Curse oil. God, a monkey. And here's another one. And this is done by Turnsteel, T-U-R-N-S-T-E-E-L. How to curse someone, quoting, "Oh, there are all kinds of ways to do a work like this. You could do a candle spell. Get a figural candle, either a lady, gentleman, Eve, or Adam-style candle, and carve their name into it, and dress it with crossing oil or something stronger." What if they pipe that too? "Burn it on their photo that you've written their name on the back or petition paper. Dispose of the leftover wax and paper photo in a graveyard or at the crossroads." Here's another one. Make a bottle spell. Put 9 nails, 9 pins, and 9 needles in a bottle with something of theirs, a hair, nail clipping, or the like. Add some oil like crossing, damnation, destruction, or black arts oil, followed by gopher dust and or the graveyard dirt of someone that has died bad. Top it off with war water. That's right, W-A-R, war water. Now, traditionally, this would probably be buried where the person would walk over it, but you can keep it and work it by shaking it as you call down curses on them. And, of course, there's the famous doll baby. Sew it up and stuff it with Spanish moss. Italian moss won't work. And, again, something of the person you wish to represent. Baptize it and name it for the person. From that point, you have a range of options, if you can imagine that. You could blindfold it to blind that person to your actions, bind its feet to give them leg trouble and that kind of thing. And, of course, you can dress it with oils appropriate to the kind of work or dust it with powders. If you really want to hurt them, bury it in a graveyard in its own little coffin with a little grave marker with that person's date of birth and date of death. If you had that much information about a person, you could probably turn them into Homeland Security and get rid of them quicker. And you must take care to cleanse yourself after such work. A hyssop bath with the 51st Psalm is a good way of doing so. Quoting, "Think all about your anger toward that person, face them, and softly breathe out all the air in your lungs, and watch as their life falls apart." And the time will vary. Now, are there any questions? Of all of those, only the last one's even close to being viable. Even then, the author doesn't know why it works or how, and the way it's written, again, it must be for direct access or contact. Now, these are the norm found in virtually all phony psychic books, writings, and websites for years on end. I heard this kind of poppycock when I was a kid, and they were talking about witchcraft and spells and love potions and tokens and all that. But if you get online, you can hire an expert. But hiring an expert, as available on the web, is another hallelujah half-wit version of you didn't believe enough failure, only this time you didn't provide the proper information or your curse wasn't justified. Now, a favorite of the world dripping with honey psychics is their use of ordinary table salt, only they require those super expensive little packets of specialty salts. You know the kind, only theirs is properly processed to work. Actually, any salt will work if you do it right. And the fact the Akurians prefer sea salt with or without the pink sand removed doesn't change that. Akurians have been using salt baths and showers to rid themselves of negativity and contamination for ages. When looked at metaphysically, salt is an energy changer, almost bicarbonate of soda is a pH balancer. Add bicarb to a swimming pool, and if it's too acid or too alkaline, the soda will bring it into balance via chemical reaction. Salt does the same thing to energy, bringing any imbalance to zero. That's how it works. Now, that isn't much of an invocation enhancer when you look at it. Even so, someone is jackassing and you write their name in the same place until you feel their energy gel, then sprinkle salt on it, you can effectively return their energies to zero. Now, that would normally cause them to fall flat on their face. But think about that for a minute. You'll understand that such salt magic can be used both ways, in secret, at a distance, and salt has very little to do with it at all. It's you that does the so-called magic using the salt as an energy directive, just like our chanters keeping us on track when we lift the hell ball out of any magnitude. Now, such curses and blessings, falderal, especially that of the churches, is just that, falderal. Totally worthless, and when the chips are down, guaranteed to fail every time. Whether you believe enough or not, there's no lack of such poppycock in print or on the net. Now, my personal preference is to dig a 6x6x6 foot pit in the northern corner of the southern edge of an abandoned municipal graveyard during the full moon when Mars is trying jackass in the eye of Newt. And the plot must be properly blessed by herding 13 black cats in an inverted pentagram pattern or until dragon's blood drops to the 6 farthings a ton. You must wear old bed clothes and use only pine knot torches wrapped in paper shrouds made from Sunday issues of pre-1900 copies of the London Times. Now, once the pit is finished, scald the walls and floor with 2 parts of urine mixed with 3 parts of Babylonian tar and 4 parts of distilled watermelon rind. It's critical that you don't breathe in any of the air while you're digging, just as you're going to need that air to pronounce the following ritual once the preparation has been done. Lord of darkness, Lord of mercy, what in the hell am I doing here? Now, this is an easy and exciting curse to perform. The only drawback is the 6 days required to dig the pit, which must be done within 2 hours after midnight. Now, anyone wanting a custom-fitted straitjacket should begin this curse immediately before any other scheduled funeral. In short, bull hockey. Now, from day one, I've taught all of you to operate in such a manner that all you need is you and to know what the hell you're doing. You might memorize the 51st Psalm, but where are you going to get hyssop in solitary confinement? Crossing and cursing oils and war waters are available by the 55-gallon drum. Lemons are falling off of the bars. Black bowls are stacked to the creek up to your kneecaps. Pins and needles and nails are available by the carton. And, of course, everybody has free access to the prison graveyard at any hour, day or night. Right? Now, if an Akurian is incarcerated, the worst conditions they can be subject to are an infinite enhancement to their capabilities. Nobody in their right mind wants a pissed-off Akurian under any circumstances. Strip them naked, throw them in solitary confinement, and you have given them the perfect place to be pissed, no distractions, and heaven help the ass of whoever does that. Now, that we can use candles, and did for the great invocations of the Grand Council, June 27th and other invocations, is beside the point. We didn't need them, we used them because we had them. We also required confirmation of the Most High for each and every word, statement, and claim, including the cautions and reminders in the entire invocation. The entire contents of the first 8 pages of the Great Curse on Levi and Judah are confirmation. The full text of the Great Curse of the whole of the house of Levi and the whole of the house of Judah is only 23 pages. So it's obvious we did not blast off incoherently, nor in any jackass mentality, right down to the commas. Everybody there that was there remembers that. The most effective process of both blessings and curses is to perform them with the view and your virtue as if seen through the eye of the Most High. How would He look at your justification, the situation, and the consequences? And what would He think of your determinations of the same justification, situation, and consequences? Are you doing this on some personal agenda, or are you in compliance with directives and holy law? That's a prime consideration. Now, you can apply these spiritual abilities and powers toward your own personal situation, but not when we're delivering hell to some batch of demonic socialists. That mix is absolute jackass and prevents an immediate manifestation of both situations. If you take an honest look at your own situation, prepare properly, and perform properly, you can blast the ass of any personal situation just as effectively as a group of us can a national or global situation. You just have to look at it as if seen through the eye of the Most High. And that is the real essence of laying down a curse or raising up a blessing. Be clear of mind, fully justified, and know, emphasis on K-N-O-W, what you're doing. If you paid any attention to my instructions, you need only you to perform either at anywhere, anytime, for any reason. Occurrence neither curse nor bless indiscriminately, even though we have the righteous power, holy authority, and firepower. The fact we have righteous power and holy authority is our civilized restraint. I have a matched pair of .357 revolvers, and I'm a past grandmaster in their use with either hand. But that does not endow me with the right to turn them on anyone other than in self-defense. Now, the same is true with all occurrence and our infinite abilities to curse or bless. The firepower comes with infinite responsibility. Occurrence not only have the infinite responsibility not to deliberately harm any innocent, we also have the infinite responsibility to protect the innocent and the ignorant from all evil, political, religious, demonic, economic, and Nephilim. And that in spite of the fact we might, and often do, incur collateral damages. The Most High has condemned all socialism as being lies built upon and maintained upon lies. And a lie is a blasphemy against the Holy Spirit of truth, requiring the occurrence to spare neither effort nor capability toward the ultimate and infinite destruction of all socialism and those who practice and enforce it. We must rest on the fact that the Most High will protect the righteous. Therefore, on a near and immediate training session, probably on a Saturday or Sunday early afternoon, the Akurians are going to invoke the great irrevocable curse of El Aku upon the whole of the house of Levi, and the great irrevocable curse of El Aku upon the whole of the house of Judah. All Akurians are here and now instructed to familiarize yourselves with the contents. They're online, linked at the top of the index page, theakurians.com, and make arrangements such that you can openly participate without interruption or restriction. If you have to get out of the house or something, get the hell away, fine. Pretend you're not home, lock the doors, whatever the case may be, fine, but make sure you can operate without restriction or interruption. Now, prior to the Great Curse Blast, all Akurians will be sent a scripted copy indicating when, who should read what in order to effect an infinite damnation. due to the nature of our phone systems, echoes, and delays, we will set the script in such manner that we can use the mute buttons and remain in unison as long as we do with the current invocations of testimony. Fortunately, we do not need to make bodies of light, spirit manifestations, spirit balls, sun links, or black fire retrievals, nor will we need to maintain more than spirit links to those on the other side. Now, we need to determine who of us is going to be on what plane of heaven or depth of hell for their part of the invocation, among a thousand and one other details. We have a slot for each and every one of you, and you can bet your best knitted booties we're going to have more guests than the combined audience of the evening news, and most of them on government payroll. We want you to start your preparation by reading the entire curse, and for some of you, the righteous decree, because it'll help set the stage for the justification. Now, one thing, whenever we're doing any of our instructions, if I don't tell you to do it, then don't do it. I got a report, a couple of them actually, that people are taking the manifestations we make and leaving them, absorbing them back into their own bodies. I gave no such directions. That is going to be a blast in somebody's ass, and I can't do anything about it. Stop such idiocies. I don't give a damn who it is. Now, are there any questions? Am I in here alone?
No. You're just very clear.
Yeah, you're good.
We're on mute. We're listening.
Okay. Does anybody need any updates on blessings or curses? And don't you think that one of mine is a masterpiece? I mean, the logistics are just absolutely nothing.
The one on Levi and Judah, or the one about the 6x6x6?
The 6x there. That's a favorite. Who in the hell is going to notice the 6x6x6 that'll take you 5 days to dig? I know I've had to dig them.
Well, I'm offended by the formation of black cats in the upside-down pentagram. What am I going to do with mixed mask?
Yeah, how are you going to herd them cats? And they all got to be black now,
Yeah. That's absurd.
I know, that's offensive. What about long hair, short hair? And does it matter if it's six? What am I going to do with my little six-toed baby?
Well, you can't use that deformed thing. It belongs to Jesus.
Oh. Do you think I can sell her on the black market?
No, because they'll think she's cursed.
Yeah,
they'll probably think she's cursed.
Yeah, because she's already black, the market isn't there. So,
well, that's what
half of it.
I think I should go for the gray market or the green market.
You might catch a victim over there. But that's the kind of poppycock that's out there. I don't know how much stuff I've seen like that over the years. And most of this is out of the Wiccan organization.
Well, I've been missing out all these years.
I didn't
know anything about all that.
Yep. I'd just like to know what in the hell the pre-Egyptians and Mesopotamians used before they invented paper for those little 3x3 things they needed. And you can't fold a mud brick,
or a Babylonian steel.
Right, And the biggest problem among all of them is that they're opening their eggs from the wrong end. But that kind of poppycock is out there. And that's what a lot of people's mentality is in. You get in the Catholic Church, you get some of these demonologists, as they used to call themselves. They would come around and try to tell people what not to do, and the Ouija boards were evil and all this kind of bullshit. and sucked a lot of people into it. But it's all poppycock. You notice the way we do something, first we're fully justified. Second, we have the righteous power and holy authority to do it. We know how to judge, and judge by holy law. And when we stick one in their ass, you stand back and wait for the events to pop up. That's the correct way to do one. But remember, we're not cursing these people. We're doing a testimony against them that they are deserving of the curses. Every defamation, deprivation, and what have you. That's a testimony against them. Something entirely different from damn you, you know. Those are two entirely different things. But are there any questions now about our processes, procedures, or whatever? There are no stupid questions, only stupid people that don't ask them.
It's all been very clear, General.
Well, I hope. We need to get everybody up on the same page. We're going to be in a scrap with the Nephilim before very long. It's a hell of a lot closer than I would like. So I've got to get everybody not only on the same page of what we're doing, but up to as much as possible the capability of doing it. And by God, that just takes time and practice. And it's nobody's fault. It's just the way it is. But the closer I can get everybody trained to do the same thing with the same kind of a library of background knowledge and information, the better. That's why instead of watching reruns of Happy Days, I used to chew ass at the occurrence trying to get them to watch a documentary. Learn something intelligent. Whether it be astronomy, archaeology, science, planets, what the hell, doesn't matter. Learn something intelligent. Who's playing grab ass with who is totally irrelevant and unimportant. And every one of those jackasses that thought the reruns of Happy Days and One Day at a Time and some of these other things were far more important than learning anything that was out of a documentary nature, every one of them are gone. None of them are in the Corps anymore. But they're the ones pissing and moaning because their life is a pile of shit and going to get worse. And they want me to bail them out. I am not going to do that.
Bobby, I have a question.
Yes, honey.
Now, what was that you said that somebody was doing wrong about putting the manifestation back in themselves?
Yeah, putting the stuff back in themselves. God damn it.
You mean once we make the ball, instead of releasing it, putting it back in themselves?
Yeah. We got a couple of three over the tour. And finally, when I heard enough of it, I thought, well, that's just a little jackass, I can call it. But it looks like it's common practice. And it damn well better stop. If I don't tell someone to put it back, leave it out. I'm not going to go through the entire Encyclopedia Britannica and all combinations of English language to explain, don't do that.
Well, that defeats the purpose of everything we're doing.
Yes. And it backfires.
Never mind that it's detrimental to self.
Right. And it backfires. You don't do that. You make a spirit manifestation and you charge it and you want to send it out. For something. You don't want that thing coming back. And if I don't instruct to bring it back, don't do that. You want to send a body of light out and train it, put it in yourself and train it, send it out and bring it back. You've made it for that purpose. You can do that. But just to be doing it haphazard and jackass, Christ on crutches, will somebody learn to think? I spend half of my command time bellowing, don't you ever think. But such things are complete idiocy. None of you ever heard me say, make a devil ball out there of any kind and then put it back inside yourself. Never.
Yeah, go get black fire and leave it connected to your kidneys.
Oh, hell no. When I tell you to disconnect from one, there's a reason why you disconnect.
But do you think people can be doing it ignorantly?
I don't know that you could call that ignorance. That has to border on stupidity.
You cannot call it ignorancy, especially when Bobby is, or Kitty, whoever is walking through the instructions, is telling you to do something with the spirit manifestations. If people can,
well, what I'm saying is, somebody might be doing it and not realize they're doing it.
You can't just not realize you're doing it.
The instructions are always so clear that you follow along with them. It has to be intentional, almost.
Damn near. You know, it's a parallel. Years ago, when I was still running a record company, I had a band, and it's one of those groups that came out of the woodwork. I call it the Five Neighbors Band, although there were six neighbors in this. They spent a lot of money putting in good equipment, buying good instruments, and they could all play and sing pretty well. Talent was not the problem. They know how to keep on time and on key, and that's all the talent amounted to, really. And they had remodeled a garage, great big damn thing, for a place to practice. Set me up for getting a record done, getting it out, what have you. And they kept talking about it, and they kept hanging on and on and on. And they only had two songs to do. And finally, one of the wives invited me over to hear the rehearsal to see if I could figure out what was wrong. So I went over, and they got me a beer, and I'm leaning against one of the big amp frames. And they started this song about 6, 8, 10 times and would quit right in the middle of the damn thing. And I told them, I said, and that was the problem. Right there, that was the problem. So I told them, I said, will you let me hear this goddamn song? Just play the song. Well, they started again and stopped. And I took that great big howitzer of mine out and laid around in a beer can that was backed by one of the posts. I said, I want to hear that goddamn song from top to bottom. Scared the hell out of them. But they played the song once through. After 6 months of stopping at every goddamn other note in it. And in 30 minutes, they had the arrangement worked out. Simple as that. You don't have to understand it. You just sing the song through once, and you'll have a whole new handle on how that tune runs. Exactly the same thing. Of course, in that case, they got to fighting among themselves as to who was going to be the star, and the whole damn thing fell apart. And we got people doing the same thing because somebody thinks they can do my job better than I can, and I wish to hell they would try. I could use a rest. But you can't do stupid things in metaphysics or anything else. And we're dealing with more firepower than anyone listening can really imagine. It's an awesome amount of energy. We invoke the sun with impunity. Do you know, if you took a spoonful, a teaspoonful, of the sun energy as it is and brought it to earth and just let it go, that within a microsecond it would kill everything within 1,000 miles when you put it in Earth's atmosphere that way. That's how much energy the sun's got. Of course, it's all radioactive. There's nothing about the sun that it isn't radioactive. That's why we're lucky to have an air shield around us to filter most of it and a magnetic force field that drives the better part of it around the planet, or we wouldn't be here. But a sunburn is a radioactive burn. You don't even know you're burnt until later. That's the kind of firepower that we have, and we deal with it almost with impunity.
That's why I tell you, use as little black fire when you're handling it as you can get away with. The smaller amount, the better. And if you leave a belly ball like we do, make it into a body of light and put it into the sun, it will absorb exactly what it needs, no more. Right on the money, perfect. Now, we may look at it and think it's got a hell of a lot. And if you look at it and actually saw it, you'd find that it has very little. But nevertheless, we deal with that kind of stuff with impunity. And I never tell anybody to take black fire in the hell under any condition. Can you do it? Yes. I can do it. I know how. But I would not advise any of you to do that until you have a hell of a lot more experience. Because a very little bit of black fire can go a long way. When I showed Shilone how to do it, we had a most beautiful day around here you'd ever seen. She took a little bit of black fire into the weather, and the next thing you know, all the weather channels and everybody else was saying they didn't know what in the hell happened, but the weather went to hell in a handbasket, and it was a rouser. You don't mishandle this stuff, and you don't mishandle yourself unless you fully intend to completely destroy yourself. If you have tendencies... I can't do
it. Now you have me asking what would happen with black fire in hell. I mean, there's fire there anyway, so what would happen with black fire in hell?
It begins to contaminate as you go down. And what it does, it contaminates your contact. And you don't want black fire and hell mixed together in your energies anywhere. You notice that every time I've ever taught you how to use black fire, I've always told you where to put it, and we did something else with it. Never put it back in ourselves. Never let it be a permanent contact with us. We always dispose of it. It's easy to dispose of in the upper realms. You take it down into hell, and it ain't easy to dispose of. It disposes of you. That's why I tell all of you, don't do that. Never take black hell down or black fire down into hell at any time for any reason. Now, there will be a time in your development where you can do that. But in the meantime, no. Don't do that. And if some fool wants to do it, fine. They can fry their own ass on their own spit, and nobody can bail them out of it. Those of us who could help will not. I told you not to do it. There's no damn reason for you doing it. And unless I give you a specific instruction to do something like that, don't come up with these crackpot ideas on your own. If you got a question, ask them. Then I can explain it. No, this doesn't work. Here's why, here's what, etc. And you won't have any problems. I've never had any student ever that was ever harmed by doing exactly what I told them to do. They always got jackassed by doing some crackpot agenda or bringing Jesus in as if that would help. Never. By doing what I said. And when I say to do something, that's what you do. When I say don't do something, that's what you don't do. And I've never had a student, never had one injured or hurt or anything. I've had some that didn't develop very far, but that didn't have much to do with it. That had to do with their own capabilities or incapabilities, whatever you want to call it. But black fire in hell contaminates. It begins to take over you. It's almost like a liniment that when you rub it into your body, it's in the body. And that's what it does. That's why I tell you not to take it down there. It takes special knowledge to handle that, to keep it from doing it. Any other questions, children? Any at all? Okay? For a bit of a prep, the firestorms are beginning to smolder and burst into flame. So I want all of you to take the time to know what you would say if someone stuck a microphone or a camera in your face. Get prepared for that. Digest it in your mind. And one of the great questions, and General Buttigieg came up with this one, is one, why are you an Akurian? What does it mean to you to be an Akurian? And each one of you will have to answer that in your own way. And they'll ask you, what is an Akurian? Well, the technical answer is simple. We are the true spiritual tribe of Ish, but primarily the children of Abraham. Most of us are children of Abraham, but everybody isn't. And every Akurian isn't. We have Akurians among the Gentiles. Well, the Gentiles came out of Ish, better known as Adam. So you can use either terminology, and you'll be correct. But that's what an Akurian is. And we do not have, and they'll get to this, never let them use the word belief and tie it to you. Interrupt them, be obnoxious, anything. Say, God damn it, I told you I don't believe anything. Either I know or I don't. And be that belligerent about it. Because if they can tie you to belief, the next step is to tie you to a cult. And you cannot permit that. Because we're not believers. We're knowers. So get prepared for that one. But think of the two questions and get it digested in yourself. Why are you an Akurian? And how do you feel about being a Akurian? Why are you an Akurian? That's a critical. And a slap in the mouth is, well, I tried Jesus and it never worked. God, they'll run from that one. They'll unask the stage right off the bat. Tell them you had better luck with Hail Mary trying to pick up a streetwalker. So you find that most of them was named Letitia or something.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
Never give them an even break of that. Insult the hell out of them.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
They do always want to try to impute because they believe they want to make it seem as though you do, so have an answer for it.
Right. They're trying to sell belief as knowledge is the same thing. And they are not, as we know. You have to sound disgusting.
The other thing they always want to do, too, is come up with, well, you ought to say it a little bit nicer. You know, you'd get your message across. You know, the last time, how did I put it that last time, Bobby? I said, what makes you think I'm looking for other believers?
Yeah.
Just because you are.
Yeah.
But they will come up with that one. The one, what is an Akurian? Two, why are you one? What do you believe? And, you know, they always want to impute their system of belief on you, without exception.
Yep.
Well, you know, I find, Shailon, too, that when you say that you don't believe, they think you're evil.
Well, that's right. That's why you don't tell them you don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
You tell them, we don't have any believers, only knowers. Or do it the other way. So we're knowers, not believers. Bang, that deflates them.
Yeah.
And if they start anything, so, well, you know, you can have it your way, but there's also a Flat Earth Society with 3,000 members and growing. Why don't you join them?
One of my favorite quotes out of the AED is that as soon as somebody starts talking about, well, believe and be nice and all that other kind of horse shit, then the comeback is, look, we're not here to convert the world, only to save a remnant. And God does not compromise. Not here to convert the world. Don't care what you believe. You know or you don't. And we're here to save a remnant, not convert the world.
Another thing that I tell them, too, is you, I always put it, depending on the context of how it's coming up, remember, Emmanuel taught that when you go into a city, you bless the city, and you do the things, you know, and he had taught them how to heal the dead, fix the sick, the list goes on and on. And he said, but if they reject you, then wipe the dust off your feet, and surely it will be more tolerable for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah than it will be for you in that day. And I've had to pull that on a few people, too. You're like the proverbial duster off my feet.
Yep.
And especially when they try me on, is that what you believe? No, it's not what I believe. It's what I damn well know. And you, like the proverbial dust, are now forever off my feet.
Yep, they will do that one. Never, and I don't care how you insult them.
Mm.
Just make damn sure you do. Because the more insulting you can be to them, the quicker they get off of that high horse. And run for cover. I insult the hell out of them. And yet we recruit by example. We have no pie in the sky by and by when you die, to quote Reverend Ike, who's burning in hell where he ought to be. By the way, he's the same pit with Martin Luther King.
Good. He was such a son of a bitch, too. Good.
Yep. There's
Michael Jack-
room for Obama.
And Obama don't have a soul.
That won't keep that consciousness from burning. He can be conscious of pain, but once he's paid it, then that'll be the end of him.
Mm-hmm.
But he will pay that penalty before that end. That's where a lot of people think that you're punished for so long and then turn loose. No. A consciousness pays its penalty and then it ceases to exist. A soul does not. But a consciousness compared to a soul does not have access to the higher realm. So if it doesn't do anything evil, we'll say, it simply evaporates. The experience is totally wasted. They go into nothing. And I think that is the biggest tragedy of all. Any other questions, children? It's been a hell of a good lesson. If you have any questions about the curse itself, and it starts on one end and ends on the other, even those of us that did it, and some of us did it twice, let's see, we invoked it, what was the 1st of July and then the 27th again, 2007?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think something like that. I remember we did it twice. But even those of us that went through it and did it, there's stuff in there that still bounces out. And says, oh, we did that too? Yes, we did. It's like the AED. It's an extensive 23 pages the way it's online. And the first 8 of those pages is in confirmation to make sure we're not doing anything wrong, false accusation, nothing. so make sure you get that. But we're going through that puppy again verbatim. I'll re-script for who gets to read what and say what. And I want everybody that can to get prepared, because I want to assign at least one Akurian to each available plane, so that whoever is on that plane can do the recitation from there. So we're not only going to curse it on earth, we're going to put that puppy in creation.
Well, and the other thing is, too, is everybody has access to it. It is online. It's on the Akurians.com straight up. I can put it in Akurian documents if y'all would like. And the other thing is, too, is that since the years has gone by, your own personal libraries, I know mine has really grown with the new skills that we've been learning on account of it, and read it again.
Nothing has changed. I have the original one, my copy of it. Nothing has changed, and it hasn't.
Not a word.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, because I still have a couple of copies, too.
Yep, not a word, not a comma. I'll just put a directive as to who is going to read what. For instance, I'll have to take, even though the daughters of the courier will be scattered up and down the plains, the daughters of the courier are still going to read the daughters of the courier. And the sons, wherever we're scattered, are going to read all the parts given to me. So that's how we're going to do it. It's going to be an ordeal. We'll probably have to do it sometime on an early Saturday or Sunday afternoon. You'll never get this thing done on the phones starting at 8 o'clock at night.
I think we need to do it on a Saturday.
Probably.
A Saturday is going to be a good day, because that's when them sons of the bitches are in temple. Kitty, do you remember we used to burn the altars?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this will be the same type of setup. We need to do it on a Saturday. It has to be a Saturday.
Well, you get those Levites in there every day.
Yeah, I know, but on the Saturday...
I have not told everybody else about that.
Oh, I'm sorry. But on a Saturday, we're going to get people in the temples that normally don't go to temples every Saturday. All the time. So that's why I want to do it on a Saturday. Would that sit right with you, General?
Certain Jews.
If it will work that way, yes. I don't have a problem with it. But I don't want to make any decisions and weld them in steel this early in the game.
No.
We get everybody prepared. Because taking them down a peg is not going to be something we're going to do gently again. And I want
well,
to
they don't have the Nephilim backup now.
I don't want
now.
Them to know when.
Right. And, you know, we don't want to give the Nephilim time to set up a shield or the demonic protections or anything else. We got to hit them by surprise.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, just take care of all that. And I would like to know, are you going to have the horsemen in with us?
Yes, I am.
Hot damn.
Yes, I am. They have asked to be a part.
Oh, great. This is perfect.
And let me tell you, when you have Manny's priest holy invocation rites scattered throughout the universe, or this galaxy, whichever we determine, you are not going to be in better company.
Ever.
I was thinking about, I might like to sit with Hammerlin's camp.
Well, I will see if I can get you both located in the same place, but I won't make any promises.
Well, that's fine. I won't have to have a promise. Just put in my request.
Yep.
I want to learn from that deadly bearded, you know what.
Well, he's
Be nice, Kitty.
He's as hard hammered as they get out there, believe me. There is nothing that he won't jump into simply because of the nature of the fight. They're not going to scare him off, and they're not going to intimidate him. And he can and he will charge the main gates of hell. I know, I've seen him do it.
Yeah, that's the trick. I have a running joke with Hammerlin. Sometimes he sends me little reminders and in my studies, information.
Yeah,
send him back the compliment. He might be smart, but he'll never be good looking as I am.
That's a great Akurian smart-ass remark.
Hammerlin's kind of one of my favorites. You know, he gives a big harump, and you send him up a question ball, he'll either send you the answer or send it through Bobby. He sends me mostly my answers through Bobby.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But, you know, if I have a question, like first starting to work these up and down things, we started with the bodies of light moving up the planes. Bobby said, oh, Hammerlin wanted me to tell you something. This is out of the clear blue, okay? I had set up a question with Hammerlin's name on it. And Bobby said, oh, Hammerlin wanted me to tell you, don't forget about the dark matter and dark energies. I thought, God damn, that's exactly what I'm looking for. With that, you know, a down your nose insult that was, I took it as a jibe.
Mm-hmm.
So I told Bobby, tell him, you know, he might be smart, but he'll never be good looking as I am.
Well, children, it has been a good session. If you will click out, I will record the additions that we have, and we're averaging anywhere from 5 to 6 more than we have here. Which is all right. Some of them are invited guests.
Bobby, I do have one more question.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. On these stupid people that are listening in, are they scrambling to get to send copies of the tapes to everybody?
In some cases, yeah. Some of them are in there are doing a CYA. Most of them is to cover their own ass. They think if they know everything that's going on, they can thwart the thing and save their own ass when the chips come down.
That's too late.
There's a specific procedure. It's spelled out in the AED. It's in very clear Swahili, so they have no excuses.
You think them niggas speak Swahili? Give me a break.
Well, some of them do because they're in the language department at Langley Field.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They do. They do. They do.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But we
have
them.
Kitty out.
Okay, Patrick out.
Ernie out.
Bob's out.
Rosie's out. Coco's out. Did you count 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I counted some doubles and a couple of clicks earlier.
I did too. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, click out. I'll call you in a minute.